Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Thursday, December 26th, Boxing Day edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin. I'll be taking you guys through the latest in the world of mixed martial arts. I'm doing this podcast a little bit later today. It is the holidays. I was kind of busy today, so I spent some time with the family, but obviously still have a lot to talk about as far as news goes, and let's get right into it. So first thing I want to talk about here, late last night on Christmas Day, Leon Edwards got his Christmas wish when Tyron Woodley agreed to fight him at UFC London. So this fight's not official yet by the UFC, but it looks to be made official very shortly. Woodley's accepted the fight. We all know Edwards wanted it, so it's a great fight. It's a fight that makes a lot of sense, especially in London as a main event. I am looking forward to this fight. It's an interesting test for Leon Edwards. He's looked amazing in the UFC. This guy is super underrated. Last week, we did the podcast at TSN with Aaron Bonsetter, and he asked everyone, you know, who they thought would be the champion this time next year in the welterweight division. I said Leon Edwards. I really, truly believe this guy is a well-rounded fighter who's very dangerous, very underrated. 10-2 record in the UFC, 8-0 in his last eight fights, coming off a nice win over Rafael Dos Anjos. And this is a step up against Tyron Woodley, the former champ. And for Woodley, it's the opportunity to beat a guy like Edwards, who a lot of people like myself consider a future champion, and get back in the win column and get back to getting a rematch against Kamaru Usman, who we lost to obviously earlier this year in March when he was just absolutely dominated UFC 235. So interesting fight. I mean, yes, he is coming off the loss, Tyron Woodley is, to Usman, but we can't forget what he did before that. Taryn Till he submitted, Damian Maia beat, Stephen Thompson he beat, Robbie Lawler knocked out, Calvin Gastelum beat. So he has some great wins. He's a very good fighter, very well-rounded, very dangerous, but so is Leon Edwards. I expect Tyron Woodley to be favored when the betting odds do open for this, but I personally would actually probably lean towards Leon Edwards. Still some time, 3 months until March, until this fight takes place in London. But right now, my initial lean would be towards Leon Edwards. I am looking forward to seeing the betting line, though, because I feel like, again, Woodley will be favored, but I think there could be a spot here for us to take a shot on Edwards' underdog. There wasn't like a ton of other news the last couple days, but there was a bunch of fight announcements. The UFC has been going crazy with them. So I'm going to start with a really fun welterweight fight at UFC Brasilia between Eliseu Teleski dos Santos and Alexei Konchenko. And this is a fun fight between two guys in their 30s. Teleski dos Santos, 33 years old, but a very good fighter. And he has a nice 7-2 record in the UFC. So really dangerous guy. He did get knocked out by Li Jingliang in his last fight. That was kind of shocking to a lot of us. I was very surprised. I think Li is really good, but I'm still surprised that Teleski dos Santos was finished like that, considering some of the wins he had before that, like submitting Curtis Millender in 2 minutes, knocking out Sean Strickland with a spinning wheel kick, knocking out Luigi Vandermeer with a flying knee. This guy is a very, very dangerous and very good fighter. And the same can be said about Konchenko. He is 35, so he's an older guy, but 20-0 before his last fight against Gilbert Burns, lost the decision there in the summer, but before that had won 20 straight fights to open his career, including wins in the UFC over Yushin Okami and Thiago Alves. So a very dangerous guy in his own right. This is an interesting fight. I mean, I think it can go either way, personally, but the fact it is in Brazil, I think you kind of got to lean towards the Santos just a little bit, but Konchenko is a very good fighter. I was surprised he lost to Gilbert Burns, but I think that probably says more about Gilbert Burns being just a really improved fighter than anything else. All right, so we'll move on now to UFC Auckland because there was a bunch of fights announced for that card. I'm going to start with this one, Jalen Turner against Jamie Mullarkey. Another fun little fight here. Jalen Turner, it's a prospect that I've had my eye on for a while. He has been a little bit disappointed in the UFC with just a 1-2 record. He did have a nice knockout win over Callum Potter earlier this year, but the two losses to Vicente Luque and Matt Frevola didn't look particularly great in those fights. And now he takes on Jamie Mullarkey. So Mullarkey's coming off one of the best fights of the year against Brad Riddle at UFC 243. It was an amazing fight. He has a 12-3 record, obviously only the one fight in the UFC. He lost a decision there, but an amazing fight. I just think he took a lot of damage in that fight. It does worry the hell out of me. So I would actually kind of lean towards Turner a little bit, even though he has been disappointing. I just feel like Mullarkey took a lot of damage. You kind of got to fade him coming off that fight. Next up is a... another fight, but actually a guy that I just mentioned, Callum Potter, taking on Kenan Songs. This is a welterweight fight. Callum Potter, he's coming off a nice upset win here in his last fight over Mackie Pitolo, which surprised a lot of people, including myself. Before that, had, like I said, lost to Jalen Turner by knockout. But this guy does have a good record, 18-8, so he's got a lot of experience. He's a little bit older too, 35, so got to keep that in mind. Kenan Song is his opponent here. Kenan Song, 29 years old. And Kenan Song has looked pretty good. So, like, overall in the UFC with a 3-1 record, beat Derek Krantz, Hector Aldana, and Bobby Nash, but did lose to Alex Morono. I do favor him to win this fight, even though Potter's kind of from the area. I think Song is just a better fighter, and I would favor him to get the win. Next up, we have a women's fight between Rachel Ostovich and Shayna Dobson. So Rachel Ostovich getting back in the octagon here. She just has a 4-5 record, but clearly like one of the most marketable fighters in the UFC. I mean, I don't think that's saying a surprise by saying that. Only 28 years old, so still super young. You know, she hasn't looked that good in the UFC, though. Just 1-2. She beat Kareen Javorkian, but lost to Martina Del Rosa and Paige VanZant by submission. And she's been actually finished 4 times in her 5 losses. So she's been finished quite a bit, but she does have a good ground game herself, and she has 4 wins by submission herself. Actually, 3 wins, excuse me. Still, though, like the fact that she is just 4-5, I don't like that negative 500 record. Then again, Shayna Dobson, just 3-3, and she hasn't looked very good either. She did beat Ariel Beck in her debut, and then lost to Laura Mueller and Sabino Mazzo. I wouldn't say Ostovich is fighting for a job, but Dobson definitely is. And honestly, I think Ostovich is being set up here to get a win. And it wouldn't surprise me if she lost, because honestly, she's kind of overrated as a fighter. But I do feel like the UFC is setting her up here to get a win. And I do believe she probably just got the job done. And the last fight I want to mention here is a really fun flyweight fight between Kai Kara-France and Tyson Nam. I really like this fight, guys. It's a really fun one. Kai Kara-France is coming off a fight just 2 weeks ago at UFC 245 when he lost the decision to Brandon Moreno. That snapped a 8-fight win streak for him. And he looked really good in his first couple of UFC fights, beat Elias Garcia, Rolian Paiva, and Mark De La Rosa. So I'm going to give a pass on the Moreno fight. I think Moreno is just really good and really underrated. And he takes on Tyson Nam here. And Tyson Nam is a solid fighter himself, 18-10-1 draw record. He is 36, though, so he came to the UFC a bit too late, in my opinion, coming off his debut loss against Sergio Pettis, who's no longer with the UFC. But this guy has fought a lot of really good fighters over his career, including Ali Bagatinov, who he knocked out with a head kick 2 years ago, and also Eduardo Dantes, who he knocked out back in 2012 and won the big upsets of that year. So he's a very dangerous guy, but I do favor Kai Kara-France. I just think he's a little bit more well-rounded. I think the UFC, again, is probably standing up to get a win here. He is a local guy from New Zealand, and this card is designed this fight, I should say, is designed for him to get a big win in front of his fans, although it should be a very entertaining fight for as long as it lasts. So it should be a good bout there. I'm looking forward to it. I just want to see if there was any news. Like, I don't think there was that much the last couple of days, obviously Christmas. So there were some odds that have been released, I guess. Bellator, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'll be breaking down that card in full. I'll do that tomorrow. Some interesting odds on that one. Creighton Jackson opened as a big underdog, and now he's basically a pick'em with Fedor, which looks about right to me. Those odds at opening, anyone who got plus 230 on Jackson, I think that was a really good line. And the odds makers have opened a bunch of other lines coming up for main event fights like Nagano and Rozenstruik, Zhang and Yan Jacek, Anderson Blachowicz. So there's a lot of good fights coming up, a lot of good odds coming up, but I will get to those in the coming year. So PFL as well, that's next week. That's next Tuesday. I'll be doing a podcast for that one too, breaking down that card. But yes, tomorrow will be Bellator and a few other fight announcements, I guess, that I missed today, but mostly will be Bellator preview card. So once again, guys, thanks for tuning into the podcast, and I will be back tomorrow for the Friday edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. Guys, have a great night, and I hope you had a great Christmas, and I hope you had a great Boxing Day. Bye.